This program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. Wren Lake Area Tourism at WrenLake.com. A little bit of heaven at Exit 77 on Interstate 57. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me.
Hey, hello, everybody. Welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. That's right. We're doing Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and we're happen to be at Paul's Pizza in Westchester for our 25th anniversary party. I think that's what we're doing here. So I hope you're ready for today's show because we are going to fly and have some good times. We've got, what did you used to say? I got Mr. Mike Reynolds sitting next to me from Bozo Circus and a cast of thousands.
A cast of thousands. Yeah.
A cast of thousands.
You're going back more than 25 years on that.
Easy. But, you know, we're like I said, we're going to have a great time. We've got a lot of great gifts. We got a couple different clubs here we're going to be talking to. Whack 'em and Stack 'em is here. Is he here or is he sitting outside? Oh, there he is. Oh, okay. Hi. Whack 'em and Stack 'em Baits is here. You got some stuff outside you're selling. So if somebody's looking for those baits that Aiden is using, you can, you know, stop by and check them out. But we got a lot of fun, a lot of entertainment going on. But on today's show, besides my sidekick, Mr. Reynolds, who's going to be the first and last segment. I don't know why.
Okay.
You know, first
your
and last.
You do whatever you want.
Okay. And we're also going to have Ken Husker O'Malley. Where's Kenny? Oh, there's Kenny. Kenny does seminars. He does fishing reports. He does a lot of stuff. And he's fishing the local waters that we fish, which is I'm pretty excited about and stuff like that. And then our good friend, Mr. Wayne Libera from Waterworks Marine, will be on to talk about boating, recreational boating, maybe some of the new products that are coming up, and a few other things. And so there's a lot of things that we're going to be, you know, talking about and going on and just having fun with. The thing that before, because I do not want to forget this. You know, all you people, well, maybe not all of you, but all of you people here have been a great asset to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. But, you know, there's two people I'm going to point out the first thing of the show because I know this is going to go off the track pretty quick somewhere in the next 50 minutes. But there's two people here that are so responsible to have Chauncey's Great Outdoors, have you enjoy the outdoors with us from day one 25 years ago. The two people that have been with Chauncey's Great Outdoors and saying, Chauncey, we are there. We're supporting you. Let's have some fun. One is Wayne Libera from Waterworks. He's hiding in a corner there, everybody. And the other one is the guy who lets us trash his house at 6 in the morning here, Paul Gattuso from Paul's Pizza. Trust me, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be sitting here having fun today, you know? And but no, really, you are the ones who are the star of the show. It's not me. I'm just a conduit to get everybody together, have some fun, and as I look around the room, some people I fish with, some people I like to fish with. There's some people I've hunted with.
Don't look at me.
Don't look at you.
All you did was sleep in the woods.
That's my job, is to take a nap in the woods. I don't take that many naps anymore. Come on. I don't take that many
you
naps.
You eat and you sleep. Those are your two things.
I eat and I sleep.
If we can get Hayes to change your diaper, just like me having a baby along with us.
Oh, I'm not feeling the love.
You got supporters out there. They all groaned at me. Did you hear that?
Yeah, well, you know, you got to walk out of this room. I got to tell you, you may not get out of here.
Oh, I don't think any of them like you that much.
So that's going to be cool. And then we got Dan Baser from the Historical Fishing Lures here. We've got the Riverside Fishing Club. Southside Muskie is here. Where are you guys? There's someplace. You have a new meeting location, right?
Sox. 9300
South Roberts Road. 9300 South Roberts Road, the Sox. Yep. Okay. New meeting location, so definitely go out there and check that out. But we got lots and lots of stuff going on. Real quick, Mike, you got some couple of items here?
Oh, we're doing news right out of the box?
Yeah, we got to do news out of the box.
All right. I think I've got this because I consider myself a turkey hunter. Apparently, the Illinois Conservation Police conducted an extensive investigation into poaching of more than 20 wild turkeys by out-of-state hunters in the Alton Wood River area in Madison County. Conservation Police initiated an investigation, or initiated. If you
That's right, initiated.
Yeah.
We know what school you went to.
It'll be something else.
Yeah, we know you said. Yeah.
Can't get them through the mail. You got to get fitted.
I know.
Yeah. Authorities identified individuals who had been poaching wild turkeys at night in or near the city limits of Hartford, Alton, and Wood River. This is the part that got me when I read it. It was determined that the guys were using AR-style rifles with suppressors on them and thermal scopes. Those are serious poaching guys right there. Mm-hmm. Seven people were arrested in connection with the investigation, and a total of 63 misdemeanor charges were filed against them. Additional felony charges were filed against two other men, including possession of a suppressed firearm and resource theft of more than $3,000. Court dates have been set in both Madison and Calhoun counties for all individuals involved. And remember, defendants are presumed innocent until proven guilty.
Sorry.
That's a wow. I got nothing for that at all.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
I got nothing.
And then the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources announced that their bonus antlerless harvest authorizations, formerly known as tags, I love the way they change names of things, for the 2023 gun deer season will be available to purchase online through their Go Wild licensing portal and at licensed sales locations starting at 10 a.m. on August 14th. On August 14th.
And then for you Wisconsin fishermen, the state of Wisconsin has added over 400,000 brown trout, 1 million Chinooks, 250,000 cohos. This one, surprisingly, they put muskies in it. They've got 7,500 muskies in Lake Michigan. And then 500,000 rainbow trout. That's all from the Wisconsin DNR. So when you buy your licenses, obviously this is what you're supporting up there. Yay for us.
Yeah. All right, we got that. We're going to take a little break. Bugapalooza. Yeah, that sounds like a. We got the medical team here. Yeah, you got to check us out for that disease.
Chelsvik written all over it.
I know it does.
Bugapalooza.
Bugapalooza. Explore insects and activities and crafts. This is for literally people of all ages, in my mind. You can catch and release bugs on an insect safari. You know, I kind of like that. At the Crabtree Nature Center, and it's going on tomorrow, rain or shine, it's okay. Get out and find some bugs. It's a good thing to do. But it's going to be a lot of fun. There's so many different programs with the Forest Preserve now. It's really not just a place where you can have a picnic, but there's so many educational and programs and stuff like that. It is really something that has gotten much better. Got that. Michael, we're okay on that?
You call me Michael?
Yeah, I did. Yikes. It's because you're going to get your hand slapped, but he didn't. You know, you're English there.
You knew going in. I didn't know how to talk.
I know that.
All right.
You know. All right. Well, I tell you what. We're going to take a little bit of a break here. When we come back, we're going to have our first guest. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins.
Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
You love watching us on TV? Now you can enjoy the great outdoors every day of the week with a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. For only $14.95. Big issues loaded with the best of fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Each one packed with how-to new product showcases. Fishing or hunting, it's all covered. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-606-FISH. Know that Midwest Outdoors Magazine includes a state section for where you live. Each month you get the information that matters to you and where you hunt and fish. For only $14.95, you get big issues of the best of the outdoors.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!" Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store, where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
Nature is calling. No, 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 not that way. Fishing, hunting, hiking, you know, nature. Chauncey's Great Outdoors, Saturday mornings from 6 to 7 and available on demand on the ESPN Chicago app.
This segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Call the office, tell them I'm sick. Got some serious business on the
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Yep, steelhead running, honey, don't hold dinner tonight. Lean in the main, heading upstream. I packed up my waders, it's a fisherman's dream. Yeah, the steelhead runner. Yeah, the steelhead runner. Yeah, the steelhead running, honey, don't hold.
Oh, yes, and we are back at Paul's in Westchester. Oh, God, yes, we are. We're having a good time. Hey, this Thursday, August 10th, the Riverside Fishing Club is Doug, am I going to say his last name correctly? Colette. Colette? Okay. At 7 p.m. at the Moose Lodge.
They got good beer at the Moose Lodge, just so you know.
So I've heard.
Yeah. They got good beer at the Moose Lodge. And in Berwyn, it's easy to find right on Harlem Avenue, just north of Ogden Avenue. Don't tell me how I know that so well. But it's a fun place, and it's a great club. Great club. And it's not just for, you know, it's for all ages to come and be part of it. Well, sitting next to me, that's you. Ken Husker, where'd you get the name Husker O'Malley?
Oh, that came a long time ago, and believe it or not, it's actually my love of Nebraska football.
No.
Yeah.
A Husker?
Yep.
Oh, I thought you were just like me. You had to wear the chubby boy pants when you were little.
No, I outgrew those a while ago.
Oh, I haven't yet. But, hey, Kent, you know, you do. You know, there's people, you know, that come out to do seminars and stuff, and they fish in Canada all the time. They fish in northern Wisconsin, or they fish the Mississippi River from La Crosse to, you know, all the way up to, not Minneapolis. I'm trying to think of the city behind it, the lower. But, I mean, you know, but you're the guy who does talks and seminars and gives fishing reports, and you're fishing the waters that we fish here.
Absolutely.
Which is, I mean, I think this is remarkable because I always tell people, we have some great fishing. We just have to learn to be better fishermen because, you know, you just can't put the bait in the same spot and think you're going to get one.
Yeah. You know, everybody I know, you know, we go to northern Wisconsin. I go up there a lot, fishing probably 20 days out of the year. But we've got great opportunities right here locally. You know, Heideke, LaSalle, Braidwood, Kankakee River. Now you keep going out to Plains River. You just got to get out there, fish them, because there's great opportunities out there and quality fish to catch.
Mm-hmm. Is Cup Joe in the room? Oh, there he is. I thought I saw him walk in here. The crappy professor, you know.
Yeah, he's got it dialed in out at Heideke Lake with those crappie.
Oh, he doesn't have them dialed in. I think he's got a big cage down there. But, I mean, his 17 and a half was your last biggest one? His personal best, 17 and a half crappie from Heideke Lake.
Yeah. Now, I've never caught a crappie that big up at northern Wisconsin. My biggest one is like 15 and a half.
But see, you know, and I believe in catch and release, but I really like releasing in the grease. Because, you know, obviously that's why I'm still in a Husky Boy dance.
I didn't want to comment on that.
Oh, see, he's a nice guy. He didn't want to give me the cheap shots, you know. But really, what do you find, you know, some of the areas that are underutilized for fishing?
Well, you know, LaSalle Lake is one of them. You know, it's Cooling Lake out at Seneca. It's, if you're looking for blue cats, you can catch those all day long. That lake is loaded with blue cats. And big ones, too. You can get a lot in the 14, 16-inch range, but there's plenty of fish that are 20-plus pounds out there.
Mm-hmm. The hardest thing with LaSalle Lake is, and it's what they call a perch lake. That means they built up this huge dike around this massive area, and you could get on that lake on the far west end, and it's sunny, it's a big couple of clouds out, and you go to the east end, and you swear you're in another country because the weather is completely different. I mean, there's wind and rain and dark clouds, and it's like, where did all this come from?
And the water temperature. You know, especially when it opens March 15th, I believe, yes.
Yeah.
The cool side down at the launch could be, typically it's 42 degrees. You get up to the third pool and the hot water chute, and you're talking about 75, 80 degree water temps. That's how much it varies between mm-hmm. the three pools.
Yeah. And the other thing for LaSalle Lake, too, is you've got some striper action going on there. It doesn't get as hot as Braidwood, though.
It hasn't had fish kills like Braidwood has had over the years, where the water temps are getting over 100 plus degrees.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of that has to do with the design of the lake, it being perched so high. I mean, you've got an access road back along the hot water chute mm-hmm. where you're eye level with the telephone poles at the tops of. That's how high LaSalle sits. So it's designed to catch the wind, cool that water before it gets into the back to the plant.
Back to the plant. Now, what are some of the other areas that you fish heavily?
The Des Plaines River, I do tournaments there. That's kind of a little underutilized as far as fishing aspect goes, because you've got to, in the summertime, deal with a lot of the pleasure boaters,
mm-hmm.
you know. But it's a great resource as far as quality fish there between largemouth, smallmouth. You know, usually launch down by the I-55 area,
mm-hmm.
big basin. And you basically got four different rivers to choose from to fish. you know, between the DuPage, the Des Plaines, the Illinois River, and the Kankakee River. So it's a great area, you know, depending on conditions, you've got four different bodies of fish that can be varying between water, current. So it's a great opportunity, and, you know, a lot of shallow water. You could even do a lot of frogging this time of year. That's pretty much the hot bite right now.
The Des Plaines River, where Flag Creek, which is right over there, it's not that far, where that goes into it, they have, there's a lot of northern pike in Flag Creek. And it, that whole chunk of the Des Plaines River, I know a number of people that fish, they wade it and fish and catch big pike.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking old pike that are hammer handles. I'm talking big ones. Pike with space between their eyes.
Yeah. You know? You got them all the way down river, all the way down by, you know, before the, you know, it joins up with the Illinois and the Kankakee.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about, do you fish at the Illinois River much?
I do.
And I haven't heard a whole lot about the Illinois this year.
It's been quiet as far as, you know, fishing for sauger, walleye. If you're, you know, before the Lock and Dam of Starved Rock, that Morris Pool, but there's, you know, good smallmouth there. But it's been... You don't see a lot of reports with the Illinois River these days.
No, you don't. No, that's no. And it's like, I'm not going to say it's the, you know, the Asian or the Kobe. They're not Asian.
Kobe, yes, yes.
They taste good. Everybody, they taste good. I've had too much of them. They really do taste good. It's excellent table fare. You just got to get over the concept that they're uglier than you know what. But as a matter of fact, I'm going to ask a quick question. How many people in here have eaten orange ruffy? That fish used to be called slimehead. And then somebody said, oh, let's change the name. And now everybody buys it. So, I mean, it's as simple as that. And, you know, but it's really, they haven't hurt the fishery. The walleye are still good. The sauger are great. You know, I know the bass fishing on the Illinois River, especially in the spring, is dynamic.
Yeah.
But nobody talks about it.
No. You know, because, you know, a lot of areas have changed a bit because of the Kobe.
Mm-hmm.
But again, you know, just like any system, you've got to change with it.
Okay. Now, where's your next seminar?
Right now, I have nothing scheduled.
Nothing scheduled?
Nothing scheduled.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I just did one for Arlington Anglers back mid-June.
Yeah.
So... I got an open slate to where I can just keep fishing right now.
That's a good thing. Yeah, you did Arlington.
That's not a bad thing.
Then I did it the next month, and that's another really, it's a good club because it's a club of all ages. You know, if you're in your 20s, like whether it's the Southside, the Muskie Club, what do they say, the Muskie Club? They fish for everything. They do. I mean, they're not just got the blinders, aren't they fish for? And they're always looking for younger members. We have to have younger members. And the same thing here is the Riverside Fishing Club. Huge club, great organization. I mean, you know, and it's a local club. They meet here and they have trips and different things they do. If you can make the trips, great. If you can't because you're young and you got families and, you know, kids with baseball and all those other things, you don't have any of that, right?
I do, but not as much as I used to.
Ah, very good. Very good. All right. Well, you know, anybody, any of the clubs here, talk to Kenny, give a little chit-chat about doing some seminars, or if you're just an angler, you want to talk to him about what he uses, how he does things and stuff like that, that's an easy way to go. So, Ken, thanks for coming on the show today.
Thank you, Chauncey.
For our 25th anniversary party. And we've got all kinds of stuff. Bridgeport Eddie and Paul bought all kinds of pastries. We got tons of coffee. What?
Coffee cakes are gone.
Coffee cakes are gone.
I didn't get any. I got one.
You got one. how am I going to keep this full figure, boys? Figured. But, you know, come on out. We still got some time here if you're in the area. 31st and Wolf Road, Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs. And once again, 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us.
Hey.
We know the outdoors.
Okay, forest animals. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow. Have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Waterworks Marine has the full line of 2023 Lund and Low boats powered by a Mercury outboard at a price you can afford, but don't wait, they're going fast. Waterworks Marine has Lund and Low fishing boats powered by a Mercury outboard at prices no other dealer across the country can match. If you want a quality pontoon boat powered by a Mercury outboard, they have that for you. Maybe you want a fiberglass fishing boat? Waterworks Marine has that Lund Fiberglass Pro V GL fiberglass fishing boat just waiting for you to take out on the water. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop by there at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and tell them, hey, Chauncey sent me. Chauncey here. A couple of weeks ago, I was really fortunate and held the new Tatula MQLT line of spinning reels that was just released by Daiwa, with new features like a one-piece monocoat frame, an air drive shaft so you don't feel any friction when you reel. Add to that and more, the Tatula MQLT line of reels has a gear ratio from either like 5.8 to 6.2. So you can fish it as slow as you want, or you can fish it as fast as you want. Stop in at your favorite tackle shop that carries the full line of Daiwa and hold that Tatula MQLT reel. Trust me, you won't leave the store without one. Hello everyone, Chauncey here, and I highly recommend the newest Italian family restaurant in the western suburbs is now open to rave reviews. It's called GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. This is a true family restaurant with a menu of the freshest ingredients with attention to detail and creativity. GP Italiano invites you to join them for dinner out with your friends or even that special person. Or how about dinner with your family with special pricing just for kids for homemade pastas and pizza for only $8. You can't go wrong with that. You'll come back twice a week because the kids will want to come back. But with an appetizer, salad, homemade pastas, entrees, artisan wood-fired pizzas, and more, oh, it is so good. Make your next dinner reservation or pick up to go at GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. Give them a call at 708-325-4590 and tell them Chauncey sent you. If you want to stay in the know on the latest outdoor news and information, go to Facebook/ Chauncey's Great Outdoors and like us and become one of the sportsmen in the know with Chauncey's Great Outdoors on Facebook. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information on advertising and sponsorships, contact us at ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. That's ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. This segment is brought to you by DiamondGhostCharters.com. Go fishing with Captain Tony and get ready to yell, fish on!
In the middle in a itty bitty pool, swam three little fishies and a mommy fishy too. Swim, said the mama fishy, swim if you can. And they swam right over the dam.
Hi, this is Skeet Reese, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
And they swam, right over the dam. Stop, cried the mommy fish, or you will get lost. But the three little fishes didn't want to be bust.
All right, everybody, hey, we're back. Oh, we are back, and once again, we're at Paul's Pizza in Westchester, and Paulie's here and letting us trash his place, and Wayne Libera from Waterworks Marine is sitting next to me. We're going to be talking to him. Don't forget, you have to have a coupon to win one of our great prizes. We've got some St. Croix rods. We've got all kinds of fishing gear. We've got T-shirts and hats from Waterworks Marine, because it's not, remember, you got to look good. And when you wear a Waterworks hat and a T-shirt, you'll look really good. You know, I'm not sure. Gary, we'll have to see if they got our size. We're not sure. You know, is the boat in the raffle?
No.
No. All I can say is, Wayne, first of all, once again, I said it earlier in the program, thank you for 25 years.
No problem. We enjoy support.
You know, that's not a gorgeous boat. That's a, everybody walks in there and goes, boat, boat, boat.
That's a beautiful boat. And we use that boat to promote the high school fishing programs. And, you know, high school fishing is now a team sport. And what we do is we travel the country with that boat. Frank Hyle from Shimano uses that boat and takes kids fishing in all these high school programs. And I encourage everybody, all your listeners out there who are boat owners, contact your local high school and see if you can volunteer. These high school kids obviously can't afford their own boat.
No.
So the program really relies on volunteers to help. And it's a very rewarding experience. A lot of these young kids are really great anglers. And it's a great program to keep people in the outdoors.
It is. And, you know, the one thing about, because I remember when the IHSA was, we took them on a tour of northern Illinois, especially the northeast Illinois. One of the gentlemen goes, you guys have a lot of water to fish up here. We went, well, yeah. Well, all we thought it was concrete and streetlights.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yay. And, but I mean, these kids, the one thing, okay, you can be a football player and, you know, you're muscle bound, you're this, you can be a baseball player, you know, you're, and only so many are, you know, great baseball players. You can be a tennis player or whatever, but fishing is open to everyone.
It really is. And it's amazing how it's evolved and how many wives are out there fishing with their husbands now and how much they participate actually in the boat buying process.
Yeah.
Not just standoffish, you know, whatever my husband wants is fine. Now they're getting in the boat and checking out the live wells and the seating. And it's really, the whole fishing experience has really exploded for the whole family.
Oh, it is. It is. And so much fun to see that happen because, you know, yes, I enjoy going fishing on a boat, but sometimes I just want to go for a boat ride.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
You know, whether you throw a boat in Lake Michigan and you know, do the tour up, just going in between the harbors and seeing stuff, or, you know, you go out with Tom Palmisano and do the Grand Circle, which, you know, that's going down. You run down to Calumet, run Calumet out to the, was it the O'Brien Locks?
Yeah.
And then you come back up to Chicago, and you have to make about 5 or 6 stops, right?
Yeah. Well, we have to eat along the way, of course.
That's right, of course. You have to do that. So, I mean, these are all the fun part of boating and getting out there enjoying it. The only thing I would, and I'm not trashing boating here, but the one time I was at the 4th of July in downtown Chicago, and everybody's looking at the fireworks, and then one time I looked down and I looked at thousands of boats out there, and I went, now I know what that corporal felt on Normandy Beach.
Yeah, that's always quite an event.
Oh, my God. I couldn't believe how many people were out there.
Yeah.
But it's just so, I mean, it's not, you don't have to be crazy to do this. You can enjoy boating on different levels.
You can, and boating is a lifestyle to some extent, but if you want to fish out of something as simple as a 14-foot John boat with a little electric motor or 9-9, or you get, you know, into something like we have outside here, which is a $100,000 fishing boat, there's a realm of possibilities for what you want to put into it. Like I say, boating can be your lifestyle thing, or it can just be an occasional hobby.
Yeah. And now, the boat out here, what do we got?
Lund 2075 Pro Leaf. It's got enough deck space to do a polka. I mean, you can fish 4 people off of that boat.
You can fish 4 people.
And they won't get in each other's way.
Now, it looks like it's got a good deep cut, so it's big water also.
Yeah, 17-degree V. We saw a lot of the boats from Lake St. Clair. Guys are using the Lake Erie, Lake mm-hmm. Michigan. You know, the whole, you guys talked about earlier, the whole fishing situation has changed in Lake Michigan. You got guys catching muskies out there.
Yeah.
You know, and that sort of thing. So it's you're not doing the proverbial just trolling out there anymore. Now you're doing a lot of shoreline fishing, break ball fishing. So that kind of boat is appropriate for that.
Yeah. And, you know, and it's even some of the larger lakes in Wisconsin, and, well, not even Canada, when you head up to northern Ontario, mm-hmm. and you're, those are massive lakes where you're going to want something that is going to get you where you want to go quick, and if it gets ugly, it's going to get you back safely.
Exactly. Yeah. That boat delivers.
And that boat delivers. Yeah. Does Frank have to polish it every night?
Yes, we have him polish it every night, and we don't allow him to fish. He's got to show the high school kids how to fish.
Oh, he's not allowed to fish on that boat. Okay.
It's all about the kids on that boat.
It's all about the kids. Well, that's so cool. But, you know, at Waterworks Marine, yes, you have 2023s, right?
A few left.
Oh, just a few?
Yeah. So the 2024s are on order. My poor son has been spending 12 hours a day ordering boats. We've already got about 100 boats on order so far. So we're going to have a lot of inventory coming in. Mm-hmm. Anybody thinking about a 24 model purchase, now's the time to get that going. Come on in and see us. We'll sit down and build the boat with you. And, you know, boat business is getting a little bit back to normal again. We're having some inventory. Deliveries aren't a year out and that sort of thing. So we're seeing normalcy come back, which is good.
Well, one of the things about Waterworks Marine is you'll take boats in on trading.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, so if somebody's looking for a boat, they're not looking to spend, you know, like, what is that again?
100 grand.
Oh, but then the boat. That's
yeah. 100K.
No, the name of the boat.
Oh, the one. Pro-V.
Pro-V, that's the Pro-V out in front of the falls.
You buy a semi-V for 100 grand. You buy a Pro-V for 100 grand.
You probably Pro-V. I mean, literally, this takes up all of the front of Paul's.
Yeah.
You know, it's that big. But you have these, you know, boats that, you know, they're fun certified.
Yeah. You know, we're pretty picky about our trade-ins. There's no doubt about it. They're all gone through from bow to stern. You know, today we've got a guy coming from northern Minnesota for a used boat. You know, they go everywhere. We got a pretty good reputation on our used product. If we careful about what we sell over the counter, so to speak, and we do a lot of eBay for the boats that are marginalized, mm-hmm. in rough condition. There's a lot of guys out there that want to do it yourselfers and want to take that boat and fix it up themselves.
Sure.
So all elements.
But you know, that's one of the things about, and I call it fun certified boats, because you know, you guys don't just your maintenance staff in the back room.
Yep.
I almost said crack me. I didn't want to insult our friends there back there, you know. But, you know, one of his mechanics my wife taught in grade school. That was pretty scary when I found that out.
Yeah, how about it? But, you know, all my guys in the shop, they're all boaters.
They are.
So they know how important, you know. I always remind them in our little meetings back, a guy can't get out of the boat and walk home. So it's got to work.
Yeah.
So that extra effort is made to make sure your product goes up correctly.
And that's another important thing, because if you, whatever engine that you have on your boat, if you've got a boat for a few years that you bought someplace else, you need to have somebody that you can trust. And that's the number one thing at Waterworks. I mean, people trust whether you're buying a boat, servicing a boat, looking for parts, or getting accessories, they know they're getting it a fair deal and a fair price. And you come in there and talk to somebody.
Exactly. You know, we keep service maintenance records, so we know when a boat needs to have maintenance done and when it doesn't need to have maintenance done. The guys will come and say, oh, I think I need new water pumps. They say, you just had it done 2 years ago, but if you're having a problem, you don't need a water pump yet. You know, but the big thing is, I tell her, don't wait till the boat breaks. Do regular maintenance. It's a lot less expensive.
Oh, yeah, because if you wait till it breaks, then what other things happen to it?
Exactly.
And, I mean, it's like anyone who opens a trunk, the hood of their car, and they look at all of that mass of wires and everything else, and you go, whatever happened to that old Ford Fairlane that I could crawl in the engine with?
It's the same thing with boat engines today.
Yeah.
You can't even figure out how to get the cowl off, and if you don't have a computer, you really can't fix it.
Yeah, the backyard mechanics are pretty much gone.
Yeah, it's a shame to say, but it's true.
It is really true. But, I mean, this is just so much fun about Waterworks. Is there something new coming out in the 24s?
You know, we're in that process right now, finding out all the new products. What we're really seeing the industry do is now embrace kind of the automotive side of the technology. Dashboards, for example, what they're doing is transitioning. Instead of having 6 or 8 gauges on your dashboard, they're having one big screen. So all the gauges are now coming up digitally. We're getting more involved in phone apps for your engine service and maintenance. So I can put an app, a little computer brain box for $250 on the engine, do a phone app, and you can see your hours, your fuel consumption, your fault codes, all kinds of cool stuff. So the technology sector is really starting to be embraced by the manufacturers.
That's pretty cool. And some of the manufacturers, I mean, they're not there yet. That's me saying this. But, you know, they're looking at all of these electric motors and stuff. That's something that's coming around. It's not here yet, but it's coming.
Well, Mercury has that new electric outboard. It comes with a lithium battery, and it gets a spare lithium battery with it. It's a little pricey. You know, it's about $5,000, and it's about a 3.5 horsepower.
Mm-hmm.
But it's evolving, and it's coming.
Well, that's what I mean.
And I don't know if our industry will ever be full electric, but it's something that the industry is approaching. And it's kind of nice because now for people with small pontoon boats that want electric trolling motors, mm-hmm. they can now put this electric outboard. And it's actually much better performing for their for their product. So it's creating more opportunities out there for the consumers.
Okay. Speaking of, you also, Waterworks is a pontoon headquarters, right?
Oh, we've got pontoons like crazy,
you know. And the crappie professor back there, you know, he's the only guide I know of that you fish off of his pontoon boat. And once you've done that, oh my God. I mean, it's lovely.
Yeah. Pontoons certainly have their positive aspects for fishing. A lot of room to walk around and that sort of thing. You got to be able to control it. So you got to put the right power on it because it does get grabbed up by the wind a little bit. But with the right anchoring system and the right power, it's a great fishing platform.
Now, we don't think of pontoons like for large bodies of water up here only because we haven't educated ourselves to that. We're out on the coastal areas. They use them all the time.
Well, we use tritunes. My own personal demo this year is a 24-foot tritune with a 300-horsepower on Lake Michigan. And in the past, you say, oh, a pontoon on Lake Michigan? No, you don't take a pontoon out there, but a tritune handles rough water. It allows you to put enough power to be able to deal with a rough water aspect. It's a great boat out there.
And you put a little grill on it, you can have a great afternoon.
It's a great day boat, that's for sure.
Ooh. Hint, I'm ready.
Okay.
And once again, it's just another aspect of the outdoor. We normally don't think of it because we think of a pontoon boat up on the chain or on a river system, you know, quiet waters. But a tritune, as you said, this gives us the opportunity to get out there and enjoy it.
Pontoon boats are not Graham and Graham's little cocktail cruiser anymore.
Oh, no.
You tube with them, you ski with them. I mean, it's a whole amazing realm of possibility. You don't bring just the family. You bring the kids, the grandkids, the cousins. I mean, you can put 15, 18 people on these boats legally.
Yeah, I mean, and you're seeing more and more families trying to go out and have fun and enjoy it with other families, and I think that's the key.
Got it.
That's the key. Now, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, what's the best way to do it?
Come in and see me, Wayne at Waterworks, 708-798-9700. Check out our website at waterworks.com. Our inventory is constantly evolving. So you future boat owners, keep an eye on that. See if I've got something you like.
And Waterworks Marine is also a sponsor of probably the most listened to segment of Chauncey's Great Outdoors, which I keep telling people there's 58 other minutes to listen to. But the Aiden Fishing Report, my grandson Aiden in Western Michigan's Fishing Report, if I miss that or he doesn't send it to me, I get email for 2 weeks.
Yeah, he's a pretty good angler, so
he does.
His grandpa runs for.
How old is he now?
He's 12 years old. Somebody just asked the question, how old is my grandson, Aiden? And it's just that I don't pre-read what he sends me. I print it off, and I read it, and I go, oh, my goodness, you know? And sometimes he's gotten me in trouble with my daughter, you know? The one time he said, man, Mom sent us all out of the house because she was mad, and she was drinking ice water, but it smelled funny. Okay. Thanks, Aiden. I'm glad I should have pre-read this one before I did.
That's called mommy juice.
That's mommy juice. Yes, mommy juice. She needed a little extra help there. Well, Wayne, once again, thank you for coming on the program this morning. Thank you for bringing the Pro-V, or I should say, Frank for bringing the Pro-V out. I want everybody to check it out. When you go out there, Whack 'em and Stack 'em Baits is also has a picnic table set up there if you're looking for these really cool baits to go fishing with. But check out the Pro-V. Check out Whack 'em out in front of the store. Have some fun. and be part of the great outdoors with us. And thank you for 25 years, my friend.
Thank you, Chauncey.
You're listening to Chauncey. I'm Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know what? Hey, we know the outdoors.
Yeah!
Waterworks Marine has the full line of 2023 Lund and Low boats powered by a Mercury outboard at a price you can afford, but don't wait, they're going fast. Waterworks Marine has Lund and Low fishing boats powered by a Mercury outboard at prices no other dealer across the country can match. If you want a quality pontoon boat powered by a Mercury outboard, they have that for you. Maybe you want a fiberglass fishing boat? Waterworks Marine has that Lund Fiberglass Pro V GL fiberglass fishing boat just waiting for you to take out on the water. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop by there at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and tell them, hey, Chauncey sent me. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester is the place for that true classic Chicago hot dog and the best Italian beef sandwich large enough to share. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester also has specialties like an Italian sausage and beef combo, gyros, pasta, Italian steak, eggplant parmesan, ribs, salads, daily specials, and even the best flame-broiled hamburgers. Make Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester your favorite. It's ours. Chauncey here. A couple of weeks ago, I was really fortunate and held the new Tatula MQLT line of spinning reels that was just released by Daiwa. With new features like a one-piece monocoque frame, an air drive shaft so you don't feel any friction when you reel, add to that and more, the Tatula MQLT line of reels has a gear ratio from either like 5.8 to 6.2. So you can fish it as slow as you want, or you can fish it as fast as you want. Stop in at your favorite tackle shop that carries the full line of Daiwa and hold that Tatula MQLT reel. Trust me, you won't leave the store without one. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile. If you want to stay in the know on the latest outdoor news and information, go to Facebook/ Chauncey's Great Outdoors and like us and become one of the sportsmen in the know with Chauncey's Great Outdoors on Facebook. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information on advertising and sponsorships, contact us at ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. That's ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Low dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. Wren Lake Area Tourism at WrenLake.com. A little bit of heaven at Exit 77 on Interstate 57. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
I'm listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
Yeah, the bluegill boogie.
When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie, you can't go wrong. He's a little...
That little guy that you hear during the show that right just right now there, he says, you know, you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN Radio, AM 1000 in Chicago. He says it like that. And I'm so happy. That's my youngest grandson, who's 11. And there is a little bit of pride, but there's more sympathy for my daughter because he is my clone. And I know what my daughter's going to go through. So I keep giving her sympathy. But little John will say to me, Grandpa, when you come, I want Paul's beef and Toronto bread and cookies from Weber's. I'm like, kid knows what he wants. You know, he wants all the good things in life. Well, speaking of kids, I haven't read this yet. This is from sponsored by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. And 708-798-9700 is their phone number. So give them a call and you'll be able to, listen to all the neat boats that are for sale out there. My grandson Aiden says, Papa, we went salmon fishing from Muskegon and White Lake. The best action was 50 to 90 feet down in 90 to 130 feet of water. Spoons, flies is what we had because Mom won't let us use meat rigs. It'll stink up the boat. See what I mean? Actually, I need to read this stuff. The guys that did better than we did with the meat rigs, I guess he means. Early morning and late evening bite continued to be the better times. I said to Dad, we need to go back to the dock and use my really cool new rod and reel you bought me. And because I caught a gar, bass, small perch, and drum, then I used a whack'em and stack'em. A whack'em and stack'em little jig, and I caught so many bluegills I quit counting. It was fun. Love your fishing pro in training, Aiden. Thanks for the rod and reel. That's my grandson, Aiden, sponsored by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Once again, we got Mike Reynolds on the line here with us. Not on the line. You're sitting next to me.
I'm sitting next to you. Yeah,
that's right.
This is weird. We're live now.
One of the things Mike and I have talked about, how many guys are hunters here? I'm just kind of curious. We got a few sprinkling. Mike and I were discussing about doing a seminar in here on like deer hunting or turkey hunting. Is that an interest that you might feel that you would come here? Because I think Paul's closed on Sundays and Monday, right, Paul?
Oh, it's in the back.
Okay, he's probably slugging hash. But, we're thinking of doing like a Sunday seminar here for just hunting or whatever. And then in the spring, we may do this once a month, once every other month or something like that to try to put something together. I just was curious if the people here would have an interest in coming out to that. Yeah, I'm getting a lot of head shakes and letting on. Yeah, okay.
I'm going to blow our horn a little bit. When we used to do these at the store years ago, we had a lot of fun. And it's clearly from his style, you're not going to get a preachy thing. You're going to get fun. And I used to have a guy that was professional. He did DVDs for corporations professionally. And he made my seminar DVD. He's a guy that has nothing. He had no idea about hunting at all. But he came at it from a different viewpoint, and he did some stuff in my DVD seminar, my seminar DVDs that I would have never thought of, and it's a riot. It's an absolute riot. And if we get this together, I can pretty much guarantee it. If nothing else, if you don't learn a thing from us, you'll have some fun.
Oh, we always have fun.
Yeah, it'll be fun. And I still have connections with some of the companies I used to work for. There might be some pretty decent giveaway stuff.
And speaking of giveaways, we are loaded. I mean, we got lots of stuff here.
Yeah.
You didn't come out here. That's okay. You missed a good time. I missed coffee cakes, obviously.
Most of these people don't give a tinker damn about you. They just wanted the free stuff.
They want the free stuff and the coffee cakes.
Just look, they're all looking over at the free stuff.
Yeah.
Chauncey, who? Now.
I guess we got three. We got hats from Waterworks, T-shirts from Waterworks. Three real nice ones. We got the St. Croix rods. I know, where's the Southside Muskiehawks. They're drooling on that one. But there's other mid-range rods that are there too. We got lots of fishing lures, so we're going to make a little fun out of this.
I'm especially curious to see what those Santa Claus things are.
Well, you should take one out.
Thanks for breaking them out in August, because it's going to be hot and give us a little winter warm-up.
You just missed Christmas in July.
You're right.
You know, you got to be up on this stuff, buddy. You got to be up on this. And, you know, I want to say, if he's listening to us today, they're having a going away party for Josh Hayes.
Josh Hayes. Out of college, which stuns me.
Yeah, I know. It does, too. Josh Hayes is going to Northern Alabama to a school and for college, and he's going to try to get on their fishing team. So, Josh, if you're listening, congratulations. And I know your dad won't have your once you leave, the room won't be turned into his second bedroom for himself with all his fishing and hunting stuff. Hint, hint, Josh.
Maybe we won't have to sleep in the trailer when we go hunting.
Oh, yeah, we have a place to sleep. I like that.
Oh, you're barely housebroke, so maybe it'll be me.
Okay. But we're going to have some good times with that and have some fishing-wise, though, I mean, fishing. Squirrel hunting is going on right now.
Squirrel hunt open August 1st.
And we're going to be having a couple of migratory birds are going to be starting soon. Teal's going to be upcoming. So that's a lot of fun. We're getting into, in November, don't forget, the Illinois Conservation Foundation has their pheasant, the director's hunt, it's called. It's a pheasant and partridge.
Whale.
Pheasant and
quail
hunt, and no, not quail. Something else.
Is this microphone on? Can you guys hear me?
No, it's not quail. It's you know, but they're going to be coming out, and that's right after Thanksgiving weekend, and that is way too much fun. Way too much fun. So that's another thing that's coming up. There's
everything is coming up. Think about it for hunters and even for fishermen. The fall bite starts.
Yeah.
As you used to say, the fish put on the feed bag.
Fish put on the feed bag. But the most important thing, Mr. Reynolds, that's coming this fall.
I don't know.
Mushrooms.
Oh, see, spring.
Mushroom picking.
Mushroom is spring for me.
No,
like
man, what? Because, you know, yeah, see, you got to learn to have everything.
Yeah.
You got to pick the hen of the woods. You got to pick the chanterelles. You got to pick the oak stumpers in Michigan. You need to expand your palate. This is what goes on in the blind, and then you throw Hayes in here. God knows what happens, you know. And then the turkeys stand out there and look at us and go, "What are you guys doing?" You know.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's yeah.
Yeah, they've done that to us.
Oh yeah.
Well, we're coming to the end of the show, so I have to, you know, thank everybody for coming out to our 25th anniversary party. And like always, I like to leave the show with a Native American proverb, and this one comes from my friend Apensui Majuat. He said, "When we fish, we touch her. When we hunt, we take from her. When we lay down on the ground, she holds and caresses us. Just like your own mother, Mother Earth, loves you every day." Think about that. Once again, thank you for 25 years, and let's keep the ball rolling.